So let's shift gears here. Let me play this video for you from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who just announced that HHS is going to spend millions of dollars on advertising to try to convince every American to wear so-called wearables, which are health biometric surveillance devices that send their data back to centralized cloud systems. Yeah. So let's listen to RFK Jr. explain why he thinks this is an awesome idea. Here we go.
Absolutely. In fact, we're about to launch one of the biggest advertising campaigns in HHS history to encourage Americans to use wearables. It's a way of people can take control over their own health. They can take responsibility. They can see, as you know, what food is doing to their glucose levels, their heart rates, and a number of other metrics as they eat it. And they can begin to make good judgments about their diet, about their physical activity, about the way that they live their lives. We think that wearables are a key to the MAHA agenda, making America healthy again. And we are going to, my vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years.
So there you go. You heard it from the mouth of RFK Jr. himself. He says that HHS is going to spend a bunch of money on advertising. And like right there, I'm like, wait a second. Why does HHS have an advertising budget? Because that's just paid propaganda. Well, you know, why does our government, why is it engaged in advertising tech products to the American people to try to convince Americans to wear those tech products? Why? Like, something seems off with that right away. Secondly, he says that this will put the power back into the hands of consumers. Well, that could be true if the devices worked offline and if they did not upload their data to central servers, but they all do. They all do. I mean, all the ones that I've heard of that I've seen, they all upload data with your name attached to it to a central server for analysis. And there's aggregate statistical analysis, there's AI analysis, et cetera. You know, AI reports can be generated for you based on the data that your body is providing them. Well, what did we just see with 23andMe? Remember 23andMe, the company where you spit into a vial and you send it in with your name and everything? You know, where it says, like, you know, you're 5% Israeli, which might explain why you feel like you want to kill your neighbor or something. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. But 23andMe declared bankruptcy, and then they just got purchased by a biotech pharmaceutical company. And all that data that people had provided, which is their genetic data with their names and home addresses and everything, email, contact information, passwords, everything, all that data went over to the pharmaceutical company that purchased 23andMe. And it turns out that all that data can also be weaponized against you, because on some law enforcement investigations where they have genetic data from the crime scene, let's say, you know, we swabbed it, we have a DNA sequence. Well, they send that, or they used to send it to 23andMe with a court order. And then 23andMe would run a match in its database of, like, who's a possible match for this genetic code? And then police would use that to actually arrest people. Think about that. So, you know, there goes your privacy. It's a surveillance technocracy control grid. And if you start wearing devices that monitor your biometrics, understand that now they're going to know even more about you, not just your name, your email, your phone number, your address, you know, your finances, your bank accounts, everything, but also your freaking heart rate. Your heart rate. Like, how many times a day do you get stressed, or do you get angry, or what time of the day are you happy because you're watching your favorite, I don't know, TV program or whatever? Or how much exercise do you get? They'll be able to know how much exercise you get. And Do you not realize that all that can be weaponized against you? It can be weaponized against you. How? Well, one obvious way is for them to sell that data to large health insurance companies, and the health insurance companies can go through and look at the heart rate data and raise insurance rates for people who are not getting enough exercise. So think about how crazy it is that people buy, for example, the Amazon, what is it, Alexa, and they put an Amazon Alexa in their home that listens to them all the time by definition. Otherwise, how does it know when you call the name Alexa? It's always listening to you. And leaked files have shown that it uploads all your audio to Amazon servers, and Amazon has, as one of its clients, of course, the CIA. So, folks, everything you say in your home, if you have Alexa in your home, everything that you've ever said that you thought was private has already been uploaded and stored in the cloud. Everything. And if you also buy the Nest home thermostats, I think Google bought that company. I don't know if they still own it. But the Nest thermostats, they were found to have microphones in them. And since they're connected to the internet, they're also capable of listening and recording and uploading everything you say in your home. And same thing, I mean, everything that's connected to the internet that is a consumer device, you know, a doorbell or a thermostat or a, you know, an information device or whatever, or a TV, they're all spying on you. Of course they're all spying on you. Of course they're uploading everything to the cloud. Of course the NSA, the CIA, the government, they all have backdoors into all that data. And now you want to wear something that lets the government spy on your freaking heart rate? Are you kidding me? Because you know where this is going. They're going to spy on your blood sugar levels too. And then one day they're going to say, well, we noticed that you've been eating too much sugar because your blood sugar is going up. So you're going to be disqualified from this health plan. Or those companies, they can sell that data to prospective employers. You might be going to interview for a job, let's say, and then that employer runs a background check on you, and it turns out that your biometric data is also available as part of your background check. So they get your biometric data, and they find out that, you know, you don't exercise, or that you sit around eating donuts all day, because that's what's reflected, you know, in your data. And they could decide to not hire you because they just don't like your lack of fitness, let's say. I mean, these are the kinds of scenarios. And then before long, these wearable devices are also going to be able to monitor molecules in your blood, which means they'll be able to tell if you're compliant with your pharmaceuticals or what pharmaceuticals you're on, even. That technology is coming. It's not here yet, but it would be kind of like a simplified, let's call it a spectrometry instrument that's miniaturized and put into a wearable that can just put a little, like a blue laser beam into your skin, and what is reflected back indicates the molecules that exist. I mean, this technology already exists. It just hasn't been miniaturized yet, but it will be. So at that point, you'll have a wearable, and then what's uploaded to the cloud will be a total spy report on you. That, oh, you take antidepressants, I see. Oh, you're addicted to opioids. You're pregnant. Maybe all of the above, I don't know. You drink too much alcohol. Yeah, I mean, you get the idea. So why would you let Big Brother spy on your blood chemistry? That's insane. That's insane. But trust me, tons of people are going to line up to put on these wearables because they have a slave mentality. They want to be slaves in a slave system, and the technocracy is happy to comply. Happy to comply. So what RFK Jr. is promoting here is something that I strongly disagree with. He's promoting wearables, which is a slave state surveillance grid technocracy system to enslave and monitor the American people with devices that will all have backdoors for government to log in and get data on you. And as they become more sophisticated, they'll be able to tell more and more and more about you. Now, of course, the industry will tout the benefits. Oh, early cancer detection. Yeah, okay. You know what's easier than early cancer detection? Stop eating sodium nitrite in processed meat that causes cancer. Eat anti-cancer foods. You know why I never get tested for cancer? You know why? Because I eat anti-cancer foods every day, all the time, and I don't eat cancer-causing foods. So I have no fear of cancer. I also know there's like 25 ways to cure cancer. And some of them are just absolutely astonishing, like hematoxylin with DMSO and things like that. I know so many cancer cures, and I also pursue an anti-cancer diet. So I don't need a device to tell me that I either do or don't have cancer. Mother Nature's already told me. And if I want to know my heart rate, you know, you can just put your fingers on your carotid artery, for God's sake, and just count. I don't know. Like, you don't need a computer, I hope, to know what your heart rate is. I mean, I hope I'm not out of line saying this here, but when I exercise, I'm always checking my heart rate, you know, because I want to get it to a certain level. And so, you know, I'm doing it right now. Put two fingers on the carotid artery and you can, you know, you can count it, you know, the heart rate. I mean, maybe at first, you know, have you ever been to the gym and you have those exercise machines and, you know, you grip them and then they tell you your heart rate? Well, you can just use your fingers and correlate it with that. And after a couple of weeks, you'll learn what your heart rate is and you won't need the machine anymore. You can just use your fingers. So again, you don't need technology. You just need two fingers. Or really technically just one finger. If you have one finger, you can do this. And for me, just to send a message to HHS about all this, I'm going to use the middle finger from now on. Middle finger pulseometer. There you go. But for, you know, for the NPCs out there who are too stupid to know anything about their own bodies, if they ask you, like, so how do you tell your pulse? Let me let you in on a little secret. The answer to tell them, it's very simple. Tell them, all you have to do is stick your thumb up your anus, and then you can determine your heart rate. But you have to time it on your watch at the same time, and you count the number of beats over 15 seconds. So go ahead, stick your thumb up your anus and start counting. That's how you get your heart rate. And see if they actually do that. And if they do, get new friends is all I'm saying. And, you know, by the way, speaking of low-tech health analysis, y'all should go find yourself a traditional Chinese medicine doctor who does pulse analysis and tongue analysis. Get a TCM doctor. And I tell you what, a good experienced TCM doctor can tell more from your tongue and your pulse than a whole battery of tests at a hospital, MRIs and blood draws and wearables and scans and all this. Seriously, it's a wealth of information that's found in your pulse. It's not just it's not the rate alone. It's the feeling of the pulse, whether it's firm or feathery. It's the leading edge of the beat of the heart, and then it's the trailing edge. How fast does it come on? How fast does it go off? What is the variation in the rhythm of the pulse rate? The rhythm has a natural variance that goes up and down and up and down, ebb and flow. And I got to tell you, there's almost no Western doctors that have any idea of what I just said because they are completely illiterate when it comes to understanding the heart and the pulse and the art of pulse analysis, which has been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And the reason I mention this is because I'm all about safe, non-interventionist, you know, data gathering about your health. You don't need all these machines. All you need to do is connect with a Chinese medicine doctor. They can tell you more than a room full of specialists. Seriously. And the best part is your Chinese medicine doctor is not going to upload all your pulse secrets to the cloud like the wearables will do. See, you actually have privacy with your Chinese medicine doctor. And plus, your Chinese medicine doctor knows about some badass herbs like aconite. There's one to watch out for. So, or like duzhong, which is a kidney herb, one of my favorites from Chinese medicine. Or ma huang, which the FDA banned. Or ba jiao, which is shikimic acid, or it contains shikimic acid, which is the anti-pandemic molecule that's found in pine needles from certain species of pine trees. Pine trees that I've grown to love in Texas because they're actually called lost pines in Texas, or loblolly pines, and they contain so much shikimic acid medicine that you can just take a little collection of pine needles, drop it into a little pot of water, boil it for 5 minutes, and you've got pine needle tea that kills plandemics. And it's free. It's free, okay? And it also contains loads of vitamin C. So, you know, this is the whole split here that I'm trying to explain. Where RFK Jr. is taking us, and where government wants to take you, and where all the technocrats want to take you, is into this massive surveillance medical technocracy system where you've got all these like pins and needles stuck into you, and the monitors all over the place, and, you know, augmented reality, you know, and they've got swabs stuck up your ass, and you're spitting into vials all the time and everything, just monitor everything. That's inhumane. It's insane. The other way to go is to live in harmony with nature. Use natural medicine. Find out your pulse by using your finger, not your thumb, just the finger on your carotid artery. If you don't know where your carotid artery is, learn some anatomy. Learn about the biological vessel that your soul is currently inhabiting, you know, because you might need it for a while more. Figure out where your blood is pumped in that skin bag that you're currently wearing. Figure it out. Just learn the basics, right? This is really important. But use natural medicine. Use nutrition. Use low-tech, non-interventionist, low-risk approaches to medicine. That's natural medicine. That's holistic medicine. That's nutrition. That's light medicine. That's infrared light. That's traditional Chinese medicine. It's Native American herbalism medicine. It's Amazonian tribal medicine. It's Australian Aborigine medicine, etc. It's Tibetan medicine, on and on and on. So many systems of natural medicine all over the world. 80% of the world's population uses natural medicine. They don't have wearables. They don't need it. What's destroyed the health of the world is processed food and pharmaceuticals and vaccines. That's what's destroying the health of the world. It's not a lack of wearables. You know, wearables, I mean, they've abused the whole term. I mean, I want a gun holster that's wearable. I have a watch that's wearable. It doesn't spy on me. I read it. It doesn't read me. You see the difference? So don't put things on your body that spy on you. Unless you just want to be a total slave to the surveillance grid, which is what the government's going to push. And that's what RFK Jr. is pushing. So, I mean, so much for health freedom. It's more like health submission at this point. It's like just be a... This is the central bank digital currency of biometrics. That's exactly what it is. And if you go along with this, then, you know, you'll probably end up in a CBDC with the government spying on all your virtual money account system, whatever. And you're probably obediently taking all the vaccine jabs up until the day that you die from, you know, the mysterious clots that form in your blood vessels. You don't even know where they are because you don't have any familiarity with your own biology. But whatever, that's, I guess it's everybody's choice of how they choose to live or die. But I choose to live, and I choose to live in harmony with nature, and I don't need technology embedded in my body. I'm not a freaking cyborg, and I'm not sharing my biometric data with a bunch of untrustworthy, backstabbing corporations and government agencies. You know what they're going to do with that. You know it. In the next pandemic, they're going to use the wearables to determine who is compliant with vaccines. Duh. It's obvious. So say no to wearables unless they are off-grid, decentralized devices that only give you the data locally and do not talk to anything on the internet. So it shouldn't have any Wi-Fi access at all. But I understand if you want to wear, let's say, like a watch that counts your steps, and it's not connected to the internet. It's just given it to you. I can understand that. But almost all the devices, like the BitFit type of devices, as far as I know, they're all connected to the internet. And there was even a scandal not long ago, like a year ago, where all the special forces soldiers were all exposed, where they had a secret base somewhere. I forgot where it was, like somewhere in the Middle East, because they were all wearing Fitbits and jogging around the secret military base. And then somebody logged into, I don't know if it was Fitbit or some other company, they logged into the website and they were able to see other people's accounts. And then they found very easily all these soldiers jogging around a secret military base because they're dumb enough to upload their data to the cloud from, you know, Syria or wherever they are. You know, sometimes people are just being so stupid that you have no choice but to call them stupid. If you're a member of the United States Special Forces on a secret mission behind enemy lines somewhere, don't wear wearables that upload your data to the cloud with all your GPS data. Why do I even have to explain this? It's like I'm still reminding people, stop using Google email, you know, Gmail. Stop using Google Documents. You think they're not scanning your documents? Of course they're scanning your documents. Just like they're going to scan your blood. They're going to scan your brain if they could. They're going to scan everything. They're listening to you. They're recording your words. They're recording your location. They know everything about you. And some people want more. Like, you know, inject me with RFID surveillance grid tech. I love it. You know, those will be the first people to be targeted. And I shouldn't even have to say this, but when we ultimately go to war with the machines, you know, Terminator drones in the air are coming for you. Guess how they're going to find people? They're going to target their wearables. That's how they know where there's humans. They're going to target their mobile phones and their wearables and anything else that's transmitting or broadcasting or Wi-Fi. That's where all the kamikaze Terminator drones are going to go in and blow up and kill people when we're at war with the machines. So you want to live? Yeah. Don't be a walking, like, 5G tower, you know? This should be basic information, but I'm shocked that very few people seem to know any of this. And especially the younger crowd typically don't know much of it. A few do, but most don't. So there you go. All right, that's my take on that situation. If you want to actually be healthy, read my website, naturalnews.com. And also listen to more of my reports at brighteon.com. And we're about to release our AI engine called Enoch, and it's at brighteon.ai, and it's heavily trained on natural health information, and it's a revolution in AI engines because it dares to tell the truth about vaccines and pharmaceuticals and also the anti-cancer potential of herbs and nutrients and things like that. So that's about to be released at brighteon.ai. You can sign up there to join the wait list, and we'll email you when it's ready, which is just about now. Because I was just looking at the final version, and so far everything's good for launch. So that's happening very soon. But thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. With so much uncertainty in the world, the food supply chain is getting hit hard. Food's going to become a lot more expensive as energy prices go up because of, you know, attacks on oil fields and the Strait of Hormuz and all of that that's going on. So we want to help you get prepared because I think we're entering an era of really something that escalates into World War III. And so we now have started labeling our food buckets. We have them labeled by the number of days that they cover. And during this current sale, which is happening here, June 24th through the 27th, if you mix and match, choose any six items from this list, you'll save an additional 8% off the prices here. We've got different varieties of mini buckets. We've got the 28-day food supply. That's 28 days for one person. It's a mega bucket kit of, in this case, organic, gluten-free, different varieties available. You can click on that for more. Or you can get a legumes lovers pack here. You can get longevity grains. You can get super seeds. These are special packs. You can click on any of those. Or, you know, here we have our organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. Here's our wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no added salt. etc. Here's our Ranger Bucket set. All of these are available now, and you can clearly see how many days they cover, and that's calculated at 2250 calories per day. That's 2250 per day for one person. So mix and match those, and you'll save an additional 8%. That's June 24th through the 27th. That's available now. We can help you get this food. We have it in stock. It's ready to ship from Central Texas right now. We can get it into your hands over the next few days. Take advantage of the sale price. Again, mix and match any six from this page. And yeah, here's some on my desk too to show you what they look like in person. Mix and match any of these to save an additional 8%. And I can assure you, this food will never be this price again because of, you know, the devaluation of the dollar, the supply chain disruptions, the increasing cost of energy and transportation, etc. So take advantage of this now. And thank you for your support.